Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, I would advise that we ensure to come early for service this month, because most of the praise sessions, we intend to do it in the beginning of the service. So we're going to spend time worshiping and praising God. We have been doing that since Thursday service, you know, and if anyone has missed that, you have missed a lot already. So I will encourage us to come early. I hope by God's grace we might be able to do a little bit of it again, and prayer, because we have prayer and praise. So we're going to do praise the early part of the service, then prayer towards the end of the message. That's the plan. So I really want to encourage us to ensure you keep coming to church early. Amen. Praise God. Okay. So this morning, I want to do a little bit of a build-up, then I'll share a few things with us, then we'll just get back to prayer, and we'll get into prayer and, you know, praising God and all that. Just before we get into that, there's something I would like to address this morning, and I would like us to pay attention. I'd like us to pay attention to what I'm about to address this morning. When I'm done addressing it, and I'll quickly get into the word and we'll begin to share. Now, I want to speak with you from my heart. I'll be firm, but yet I'll try to ensure that it is communicated with love. The way we present ourselves to God matters a lot. Please listen attentively to me this morning. The way we present ourselves to God matters a lot. Every time you're coming to church, you are not just presenting yourself to people. Your attention and your intentions should not be directed towards people. You must always look up to the fact that I am coming to God, the creator of heaven and earth, such a holy and a righteous God. That understanding has to be there. And particularly this morning, I want to address I know that I've not had too much complaints about the appearance and dressing of men, but I've had several complaints about the appearance and the dressing of ladies. Daughters of Zion have a way they should appear before God. It is very important that we start paying attention. Someone was sharing the other day, people do not know the depth of what we listen to in this church, the depth of truth and the revelation of the word of God. And the appearance of some people might just not allow them ever come here. We had a meeting yesterday and someone was sharing that she overheard a couple of people discussing while she was behind them, and they were discussing, and their talk was that the way people dress to church these days is so bad. Then some of them said, there is a church in the choir area, and they are talking to us. The way those people dress, guy. And she said, somebody also said, I wonder how their pastor concentrates. May I concentrate? Because I don't see anything. My concentration is very full. But I am concerned about a brother that sits by the side of that person. I want you to think about it and have a good reflection in your heart. And I know that some of our men are no longer very comfortable, except if there are people who like to see such things. And I know there are not guys who like to see it. We don't have those kind of people in this church. Amen? Amen. You must make up your mind and understand that when you're coming to church, I am not presenting myself before men. I'm not dressing for people to see what I look like. I am appearing before the Most High God, the creator of heaven and what? And earth. There is an acceptable way to dress. The world begins to dictate fashion for people, and they begin to tell us, this is what fashion is about. This is how you're supposed to appear. Listen, the world cannot tell us how to dress. No, they cannot tell us. The word of God already gives us a standard of how we must appear. It is very clear in scripture. This is not a condemnation. This is not an attack. It is just an attempt to help us see that many times we are already being misled by Satan. Just imagine that you're coming to church and your motive is how somebody will see you. How they will look at you, how they will admire you. So you have to wear very tight, skimpy something so that your curves are showing. You're supposed to be showing us the curves of your character, not the curves of your body. Please understand this. So that we don't get to the point where the devil is, you're going to church, but the devil is excited that a brother will sit by your side and his confusion will start from there. So throughout the service, he's so distracted. Sometimes not only brothers, a fellow sister is also distracted. Am I communicating? We must understand that there are standards and God wants us to uphold the standard. There is an acceptable way to dress. Let me show you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Please put it on the screen for me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. New Living Translation, NLT. The Bible encourages us to dress modestly. You don't dress to oppress anybody. So I will show them. No, you can't show men. You can't show any man. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? The Bible says, is it 1 Thessalonians? Timothy, sorry. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Now, everybody, let's read it together. Once you go. Hold on. So you see, we have to talk to women now. Just as possible. Paul designed to talk to women. That's how I'm talking to women today. So I'm not doing anything wrong. Are we okay? So everybody, let's read it. Once you go now. And I want women to be modest in their appearance. It's such an important matter. I want women to be modest in their appearance. Hey, go ahead now. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair or by the wearing of gold or apparels or expensive clothes to show off. God is not saying we shouldn't express in a very expensive manner if you have the money to afford the luxury. God understands that level. But look at the main thing. Look at the focus there. They should wear decent and appropriate dressing. This is decent and appropriate clothes to wear. Do you know that there are higher institutions in this part of the world that will not allow you past their gates if you are dressed anyhow? Oh, higher institutions, secular systems, they will not allow you enter. If you work in a corporate organization, you cannot. The HR will stop you. What's this? How are you appearing like this? The way you appear, the way you dress, speaks a lot about who you are. It is from inside out. Look at what the word of God says. He said they should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair. So everybody has to see my straight bone or bone straight, whatever. Wear it decently. Appear before God. Have a heart that you're coming to God. Am I communicating here? Dressing modestly is about representing God. Every time you dress to represent God. You dress to represent God. You're not dressing because you want to oppress any man. You want to show anybody. And why does it matter? Number one, your dressing speaks before you. Before you say anything, they've judged you. Do you know there are many times some girls appear in some places, they dismiss them. Things that they're supposed to get, it will just take away everything from you. Because the person has checked you. I was sharing with them yesterday. I said some people, you know, the reason they cannot get a very good and decent job. You are appearing as an executive assistant to a high profile person. And the HR is doing it. And maybe that person is somebody who loves God and sincerely loves God. Immediately they see the way you dress on Instagram or social media, you are overqualified. They will never give you the job. They will just say, this one is overqualified. Oh, qualified you alone. On Instagram. They will just check because the position you are trying to come into in that organization is a high profile. So they check and they say, wow, is this what our boss will suffer? Every morning he'll be seeing this oppression. And he's saying, but I did very well. And I said, they will even tell you, you said you did very well. But you know what? Overqualification. In the dressing, you are too qualified. So we cannot give you the job. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Yes. What message are you sending whenever you dress? Modesty is not outdated. There are people who dress in a very modest manner, elegant. You see them, you know that, wow, this is a queen. Elegant dressing. Not that you wear something that is skimpy. When you sit down, everybody is not comfortable. You put the first handkerchief, the second handkerchief, the third handkerchief. Are you, what is that? Yeah? Beautiful daughter of Zion, don't be like that. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Sometimes the way people dress from one night. What are you pulling? What are you pulling? How long? It's a distraction. Even you are distracted sometimes. Am I talking sense here, church? We cannot be the church where people will look at and say, oh, that is how they are. No, we hear the sound word of God here. We teach things that will build destinies of men. Why will my appearance put a no sign to somebody who wants to come to the church? Hey, but there's a church, I know them, they accept it. There are some pastors that have signed their heart and their pact to agree with Satan. I'm not part of them. And some of them have decided that that's the kind of things they want. I'm not. The reason God decided to judge Eli was because he could not talk to his children. And in this church, I must be able to talk and say, this is how God wants us to appear. Modest. I might not tell you where A or where B, but when you dress and you have the consciousness and the witness of the Spirit, you will know how to appear. There is a way to appear. There's a way to appear. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? So finally, I want to charge you, be very practical. If somebody who is totally new comes to this church and dress anyhow, we don't mind. But some of you, we don't mind, we'll find a way to adjust that. But some people have been coming for the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 1 month, 1 year, and you are still dressing the same way. It's not fair. It's not. A brother is struggling with pornography in his house, then you brought pornography to church. How will you help that brother? Do you know many people left church? What they saw was confusion already. And they came to hear the word of God. You must tell yourself today that I will dress to represent the King of Heaven. I will not allow my body to be an object of attraction, of lust. I will not allow my body to be something that people will look at and they will be attracted in a carnal way. Never. The glory of God radiates all over me. The beauty of God will radiate all over me. I will dress like the women the Bible talked about, decent, appropriate. Somebody say appropriate. That means there are certain clothes you don't wear to church. You can never wear them to church. I don't have to mention, but you already know all those long things that tear like this. I don't know what they call that one. It's always torn like this. And they say it's fashion. Yes. Some other ones, the skirt is so short like this. Your skirt is as short as your slit. You can wear a skirt that is touching your leg. If your slit is here, that's how short your skirt is. Then it's so transparent sometimes that you can literally see everything inside. It's so transparent. The Bible calls it the attire of an harlot. That's what they call it in the Bible. I don't have time today. That's not what I'm teaching. But I want to beg you in the name of Jesus. We love you so much. We want you to come to church always. But the church will not be the place where we will condone all manner of things. The church is not going to be like a party. A Sunday service is not a party, a nightclub. There's a difference between a nightclub and a church service. It is the place for honorables, priests and kings. So if somebody comes in here dressed in an dishonorable manner or another that's not appropriate, next week Sunday when they are coming, they will not be able to dress that way. Because they saw the daughters of Zion. They saw polished pillars in the house of God. And they say, no, those people are different. That's how I want to become. And I celebrate every woman that has been dressing very well. The Lord will honor you. The Lord will bless you. And every person who has not been doing well, you will change and get better. I know you love wisdom, and this wisdom will guide your heart in the name of Jesus. I want to congratulate all our men that have been seeing some things before, and you have been holding yourself. You are a very strong man, and the Lord will continue to strengthen you. You will not fall in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. God bless you. Let me share a little bit this morning before we move ahead. I started talking about some things 4 weeks ago, and I want to do a build-up because I realized that many people really want to come out of the grip of Satan, but it's looking a little bit difficult. So I want to talk a little bit in the line of how to break out of the chains by yourself. You know, many people have heard the word of God, and I preach about soul ties and many things, and most of the reports I'm getting this week, some people have broken out, their eyes just open, and they're like, wow, pastor, I never saw it that way. I can't believe that message is like that. And I'm like, wow, that's it, you know. And some people are at the point where they are crying and saying, I want to come out, but I don't know what to do, pastor, I'm trying. So I want to help some of those kind of people. Then I want to also preach so that you can help people. I told you the reason I'm preaching this message is not for you alone, is so that you can take it and deliver those that need deliverance. Are you getting what I'm saying right now? So as a believer, as a Christian, it's your responsibility to help those that are in chains, those that are in bondage. You have a friend who walks up to you. You go to church every day and he sees you and he says, guy, I struggle. My pornography is killing me. You must be able to sit your friend down and say, wow, I listened to a message in church and I have mastered it and I think it will help you. You can recommend the message, but beyond that, you can internalize it and preach it. You can internalize it to the level that you can and communicate it to the believer. Are we here together now? Glory to God. Yes. So let me just start by talking a little bit about how people have given foothold to Satan in their lives. A lot of people give foothold to Satan. Why many believers are tied and held bound? There is a need for deliverance when people are held bound by Satan. At the supernatural night, I talked about the mighty God, the God who delivers people. Are we here together? Yes. God who delivers people. And a powerful revelation came to me while I was praying this morning. I have never seen it that way, and I'm going to share it with us just before we wrap up the service. So Satan is the one who tries to possess the heart of people, oppress them, try to hold them in bondage. The Bible says God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. In other words, the oppressor is who? The devil. One time Jesus met a particular woman that was bent for 18 years. She could not walk straight. And Jesus saw the woman and he said, how come this daughter of Abraham, this daughter of Abraham? In other words, he wanted them to understand that this person is not supposed to be here. By the covenant upon her life, she should not be bent like this. The covenant of Abraham is not the covenant that will allow her to be bent like this. So he said, how come this daughter of Abraham is held bound by Satan this 18 years? And there are many people are held bound like that. Many people are in chains, they can't come out. Many people are held bound by the claws of pornography. Men are held bound by the claws of drunkenness, all manner of addiction, anger, bitterness, you know, strife, malice, unforgiveness. There are chains holding people down, and you will need to set yourself free. If you don't do anything about it, the devil will hold you down for a long time. Am I communicating, church? Things are lovely, things are good, but if there is any pray virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So there are certain things you must not allow stay in your mind, because your mind determines what your life will reflect. Anything that happens in the mind will soon happen in time. If death is in your mind, death will soon happen in time. If wickedness is in your heart, wickedness will soon happen in time. If poverty is what you hold in your heart, it will happen in time. If you continue to conceive that your marriage will scatter and will be divorced, it will happen like that. For as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. Because God has given us this heart so that we can imagine things and walk towards it to find expression. That's the power of imagination. But many of us do not know how to maximize the strength so that we can get the kind of results that God wants us to get. So you must watch your thoughts. You must watch the things that you meditate on. You must watch the things that you allow settle in your mind. You must watch the things that, let me see, anything is permitted to come into your mind, but not everything is permitted to stay there. You determine what will stay there. That's why the Bible says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, he said, then think on those things. But when things are not lovely, should you think on them? When things are not pure, should you think on them? When things are not praiseworthy, should you think on them? When things do not have virtue, are you supposed to think on them? No. Is anybody being blessed this morning? Glory to God. If you start visiting occultic altars, you start visiting diviners, sorcerers, witchcraft people, somebody takes you, a friend, and he said they will help you do this, you are already inviting demons into your space. Because there's a network of demons. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? I want you to know this so that no believer will be held bound by anything. How come this daughter of Abraham is held bound? What brought her here? Is it not such a degrading thing that in today's world we have human beings who sleep with animals? Oh, shows you how stupid and wicked the devil is. Human beings in the image and the likeness of God lower themselves so much that they are comfortable sleeping with animals. That's how bad. That's how bad. Shows you how terrible. What happened, though? But you just check their phone and see the kind of songs that they listen to. All songs that talk about erotic things. Touch me, do me, enter my body, enter my. It entered your body. When you said it, you said it. Enter my body. Enter my body cannot do without you. My body cannot do without you. If you say your body cannot do without it, the devils will say, yes, we like it. We too, we cannot do without you. You know, Satan cannot function very well without bodies. Demons are spirits. The best way for them to express themselves is to take on bodies. And God has made them in such a way that they are disembodied. When they came to the face of planet Earth and decided to sleep with women to have bodies, God wiped all of them off and said, you will not get bodies. I don't want you. So what they do now is to possess a human being. They were coming before to have sex, so God stopped it and said, no, get what God did. He went to those demons that I'm speaking right now, those demons that came to the face of the earth and had sex with people, they are held bound in chains of darkness now as I speak. Now, they are not released. Their judgment has been determined. They are held bound because they what God saw them do is terrible. And he said, no. They were giving birth to giants. At a point, they gave birth too much of giants, then this human being started eating themselves. Giants started eating humans. They will be feasting on it. And God said, no, we cannot do this kind of thing. That's not why I created it. Go and read Genesis chapter 6. There are hidden things in Genesis chapter 6 that we have not seen. Then you go to the book of James, it will now show you that they are held in chains of eternal darkness. God decided to hold them bound. Now, these are the demons that are responsible for some of the songs we listen to. These are the demons that are responsible for some of the movies that you are seeing. You put your little boy in front of a camera, in front of a television, and while the boy is watching television, you know all those cartoons that they show strange things and scary things. Yeah, those of you who are not married, you have a lot of work to do. Yes, those of you who are not married, I don't know the generation you will live in. Yeah, because this one should go quick. Let Jesus come quick. Let those of us that will go where we are going to. Because I don't know where the world is going to. Yes. Those days when children watch cartoon, they just see small things that are mild. You understand? Very nice things here and there. You can leave your children to watch the kind of cartoon they want to. But now you cannot. Because there's one image or something that looks so... It's children that you're showing this thing to. Nisin, the kingdom of darkness has an agenda. Catch them young. That's what the devil is announcing every day. Catch them young. Don't wait for them to have sense. Don't wait for them to know anything. Just enter their space. Hold on to them. And that's what the kingdom of darkness wants to do every time. Are we here together? But Christians, when we come and we say, bring our children, we are going to have a special prayer program. We are going to have a special prayer program to teach them who they are in Christ. Some parents will say, it's not easy. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you take them to school. Then we say, bring them to church for prayer. You say, wait till this small pikin won't pray now. This pikin, no. They are not praying for deliverance. They are praying for spiritual fortification. Ajesara no lua. Ajesara. They are eating things. So that when they enter the class and that child that is carrying something strange, look at them. Something from them will reflect light back there. And they will say, this one is touch not. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And from a child, he said, Timothy, you have known the Holy Scripture that is able to save your soul. There is an assignment that hell has started. And there is a call that God has put upon our own lives to deliver a whole generation. And it will start with raising families. You see, I told you I'm emphasizing families for a reason. I know where I'm going to. Because if the families start doing the things they should do, many demons will not creep in. Then you watch that little boy, after he has seen that cartoon, after everything, then his brother is seated by the side. Then he will want to do what Zarakura, or whatever they call the name, Koreana, Koreno, odd minor of names. Terrible names. Some of the names you won't wonder, where did this book get this thing from? And guess what? Some of those names, if you go and read some ancient demonic books, they are the names of demons. Some of us are not just aware. You are just going to buy book. You are buying Ugosugo, and they are turning your child and your daughter into witch. And you will not buy Bible. Many parents have never bought Bible and say, this child, this Bible, you will read it. I will start teaching you. It's our responsibility. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? And by the time the child finished watching that thing, the younger brother or younger sister or somebody sitting somewhere, then you see the child trying to practice it. Sometimes the child will just press the brother, press. You'll be wondering, it was what the child saw. Now, not only what he saw, the spirit will take time first. Then spirit stands beside the child, informing the child what to do. Then at a particular point, when the child continues that movie, the spirit takes possession of the mind of the child. and begins to control the mind. So you have a child that is just 8, 9, 10, but very wicked. There are demonic spirits that are ensuring that the child will live the life like that through the things that they watched, through the things that they saw. Some of you who are mature here, you saw a particular horror movie at night. You slept and you saw what came to your bed at night. They oppress you. Some of those movies, they, you know, agenda. Somebody say agenda. When Mount Zion or whoever, all these Christian people do movies, they have an agenda. Sometimes, see, they are promoting family. They are promoting this. They are promoting, when the demons of darkness do movies, they are not doing this for money alone. It's an agenda. So you cannot just look at it and say it's just normal. These are devil spirits possessing people everywhere. They are showing you terrible things. Many people who are newly married, you just start watching some things and you see that the movies you are watching is communicating how newly married people are treating themselves in a very terrible and bad way. You don't know that unconsciously something is entering your head. Then your wife does something. You now saw the way Norris in that movie did to the wife. Then you act it. And the devil will say yes. In the mountain of influence of media, entertainment, and art, the assignment of that mountain of influence is to ensure that they produce contents that will be driven, entertainment, art, the contents that will be driven through the media space to influence people. The idea is influence. Somebody say influence. Influence. They're not just doing those things for fun. The idea is influence. I'm here now. I'm preaching. It's an agenda. Now it's an agenda. They invite people. Huh? They invite people one Friday night and everywhere is filled up and a guy is standing there and he's going to dance with four girls naked and they will hold the game live now. You see those girls will come upon the guys and people in the crowd will shout, "Ooh, go get it, go get it." You enter your house, your marriage is scattered, you don't know why. The demon followed you because you were praising evil and they saw that you like it. And they say, "Hey, this person that likes this thing, let's make it happen here." Every vacuum you open, Satan enters. Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, for the devil, your adversary, is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to devour. And people just walk around, they just think everything is normal. If it's normal, even the dressing I'm talking, sometimes the devil will make you dress in a manner that will make a man fall intentionally because he wants to get that guy. There are Delilahs that are raised by the kingdom of darkness. Some of them do not know. They just yield their bodies. Very innocent people who decided to follow a fashion trend. If a particular cloth will sell, where am I going this morning? If a particular cloth will sell and they have fashioned that design from the kingdom of darkness and they know that they want it to sell maybe 700 million this particular week, they will look for somebody that they call an influencer that doesn't mind to wear the clothes. And whenever this influencer wears the clothes, this side is torn, this side is torn, then this side will be so sticky and tight like this that if you look at it, fear will catch you. Then that person will wear it like that. Then all the ladies are like, "Wow, man, I really like the court." Like, you are liking court while you are being caught. I like the way you are admiring external fashion. But Satan is fashioning weapons against you. You have to be sensitive. That's why the Bible says that as children of light, you must live in this world aware. We are not the kind of people that are too conscious about everything around demonic. I'm not kind of person. I teach light. I teach the word of God. But when it comes to open the eyes of believers to understand, because one of the things that destroy people, the Bible says my people are destroyed because of lack of word, knowledge. Knowledge. So you see many people yield to all those kind of things and many terrible things begin to follow them. Do you know that when men hang around other men where they drink and they begin to talk all manner of things, the spirits that came with this one is there, then this one is pouring all his life history to this one, and the spirit is seeing it, the pain of this one, the trauma of this one, the regret of this one, and in that meeting they are exchanging ties. Words. One of the ways soul ties are created is words. You see words. Careful what you hear. What you hear can determine the course of your life. That's how people have given demons entrance into their life. No wonder when Jesus came to the face of the earth, you see everywhere he was just casting out, they were too much. He entered here. What is this? Then the Bible made it clear. He said, for the Son of Man, he said, for this purpose, the Son of Man was made manifest. Why? He said that he would destroy the works of darkness. In other words, darkness has done a lot of work. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? So don't give a foothold to Satan. One of the ways people give foothold to Satan in their lives is ignorance of their identity and authority in Christ Jesus. When you don't know who you are, Satan will have a field day. But when you know who you are, there's a weakness in your spirit. You have the spirit of discernment. You know that this thing is an attempt of Satan to get something to my mind. Why is this thing coming like this now? You begin to discern. You begin to pick signals. Do you know we have too many people who are in churches all over the world today and they are totally ignorant, oblivious of what the devil is doing? They are just going about business. They just want prayer. Bless my work. Bless my business. Bless my job. Bless my this. And the devil is working very hard to ensure that on the other side, everything they have gathered will be wasted. But they're just talking. They are not fortifying themselves. Have you not read the Bible? Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Another time say, put on the whole armor of God. A Christian is a soldier. A Christian is in battle, destroying the works of darkness. I'm here to make sure that every satanic agenda against families, against homes, against people, repeating patterns will not happen. And that's why I tell you, you are the beginning of a new order. Get it? I ended the old order. The old pattern ended when I showed up. Jesus ended the old order. Became the firstborn from the dead. And as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. That's the kind of person you are. And you are that kind of person, the devil is trying to tie you down. Hold you down with all manner of deception. And the Christian is comfortable. And he's like, I don't know, I'm going to come out. I'm trying. Hey, time has come for you to say, the devil, I'm not trying any longer. I put on the whole armor of God. The sword of the spirit is in my hand. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Truth has come to my heart. I know the truth. He said that you shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Set you free. What is the truth? You are a chosen generation. You are a king. You are a priest. You are the light that shines in the darkness that darkness cannot comprehend. Any man that is in Christ is a new creation. You are an embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead. The Bible says that Christ dwelleth in us. And he puts all his fullness. Bible says in Christ all the fullness of God dwells, and we are complete in him. The word is pleroma, complete, lacking nothing, full of life and vigor. When Jesus laid hands on his disciples and he sent them out, these guys were not carrying the indwelling Holy Spirit, and he sent them out. And when they came back, they said, demons were subject to us in your name. When I spoke, Peter said, Jesus, when I spoke, they jumped out. And they were not carrying the indwelling Holy Spirit. Then one day Jesus, after all those times, he looked at them. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon every work of darkness. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. When you know this, no devil can stop you. The reason the devil has been stopping many people is because they're saying, hey, it will hurt me. It will come near me. And the devil is saying, he's scared though. Yeah, spirit of fear, support it. And the spirit of fear will enter. Fear will now bring torment. And the daughter of Zion, or the son of God, who's supposed to stand tall and say, you devil, get out, is now saying, please don't oppress me, Satan. Please forgive me. And Satan is saying, yes, I got that one. You will never be like that in the name of Jesus. When people disregard the truth of God, they are held bound by Satan. They disregard the truth of God, they are held bound by Satan. Living in unforgiveness, not walking in love, gives Satan access. Every time you're not walking in love, there's bitterness in your heart, there is malice, unforgiveness, all manner of things. You're giving the devil access. It is called a foothold. And if the devil has a foothold, he will open the whole door. Just a matter of time. Am I communicating, church? Is anybody getting what I'm sharing here today? Yes. Wrong desires. As a believer, you must check the things that you are desiring. Imagine you are desiring. If you have a desire to see negative things, Satan will feed you with it. If you have a desire to say negative things, Satan will feed you with it. If you have negative and wrong desires, Satan will ensure that desire is eventually what? Manifested. Because of time, I want to pray this morning. Because one of the things God assured me this morning is people must wake up and set themselves free. See, this freedom comes by the word of God. I shared it in the midweek service at the supernatural night. Deliverance by the word. The word. You can't be lazy and enjoy freedom. And you shall know the truth. And the truth will do what? Set you free. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are what? Sanctified. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to the word of God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What does a lamp and a light do? It dispels darkness. So when we say you are dragging the devil to light, you must have light to drag him into. And the word of God is light. The entrance of thy word giveth what? Light. So you must have that word of God with you. You must hold on to the word of God. What are you going to tell the devil when he comes and he says depression will kill you? What will you tell the devil when he says you will die in that addiction? What will you tell the devil when he says that, oh my, you have the word of God? If you don't have the word of God, you are finished. It's not motivational talk. Motivational talk will get your excitement, get excited and your emotions high. Motivational talk don't deal with demons. Demons are dealt with by the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So don't do lazy Christianity. God has made it so easy in this generation. I've told you, start reading the Bible. If you get to a point where you can't find something, go on Google and search it first. Then come back. Don't say because you have gone on Google, that's all. No. There is a deeper meaning to what you have seen in Google. There's so much deeper meaning. Then you will stay. The meditation is very important. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You shall meditate upon it. How often? Day and night. Then what happens? That thou mightest observe to do. Observe to do. Many believers observe, they don't do. They observe, they don't do. No. Observe to do. We are doers of the word. He said, brothers, be not hearers of the word alone and deceiving yourself. He said, but what? Be doers. The devil knows those who don't do the word of God. The devil knows those who don't pay attention to the things of God. And he can get them cheap. He can get them easily. You can finish sharing the truth now and somebody will leave this service and still walk into error. Why? They are not willing to do the word. Am I communicating? All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. You cannot have the inspiration of God and fail. Are you getting what I'm saying here, church? I want to beg you, child of God, don't be lazy. Look at how diligent many of us are with our business, with our career, with our jobs. Look at how we read so many things. But when it comes to carrying the word of God and holding on to light, we don't have it. Life is spiritual. When everything you have done, well, your business, your career, your marriage, everything, if you don't have the base of the word of God, it can crumble in one day. Because the enemy we are dealing with is a crazy idiot. But we must show him that we have the master strategist, the Holy Spirit by our side. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? You must know it. So the word of God is the ultimate weapon. So when somebody says, Master, I'm trying. With what are you trying? I don't know how to come out. You don't know how to come out because you don't have what they take to come out. If you want to come out, it's the word of God that you will do what? Come out with. So when you say, I'm trying, it's not easy. I tried not to do it when I came again. You don't have scriptures. Gather scriptures about that thing and start memorizing them. Start studying it. Put your head there. So before you know it, light will come. You say, Holy Ghost, show me something here. I am delivered by the word of God. Whosoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Help me, God. You start reading that scripture. If it has to do with bitterness, you read what the Bible says about love and stay there. Love is kind. Love is pure. Love is godly. And the devil is saying you have to be bitter against your wife, against your husband, against your children. You say, no, I'm a loving being. I carry love in my bowels. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart. But I'm quoting scriptures. I'm not talking motivational. People don't have freedom. In the early days, people focused on the word of God. The Bible says they met daily, studying the word of God and praying. So they knew so much of the word of God. There are hidden churches today in China because Bible is not totally accepted for them there. So people will hide underground and they'll be studying the Bible. When they catch them, they'll collect it from them. So guess what? They will memorize it. So somebody will memorize the whole chapter to save his life. Then there's somebody that they have given it. It's on your phone. You don't read it. It's on your table. You don't read it. And you say the devil will not press you. If you like, put your Bible, big one, as pillow. Satan will still press you. It is not the word that is a pillow that the devil listens to. It is the word that you have hidden in your heart. Don't do lazy Christianity. That's how many people kill their children. They don't understand that parenting is responsibility. So when children are growing, they say they will grow, they will take care of them. They'll go to school now. They'll do that now. It's okay. Lazy parenting. The dysfunction in the life of many children is their parents that caused it. And they will give account. Everybody will be judged. And that's what I'm saying. If you are careless about your spiritual life, you don't want to stay on the word of God. You don't want to grow. You don't want to focus. Stay with the word. 30 minutes a day. Say, I can't find the time. Everything you are pursuing in the whole day can be scattered if you don't have the word to defend yourself. Occultic people keep their time with the altars that they serve. If they say it's 12 o'clock, spirits no time. The spirit of that man will begin to awaken to 12 all of a sudden. Because it's 12 o'clock. And he has been doing that practice for the past 5 years. Witches is meeting their coven. They know their days and their meeting. They don't miss it. If one witch miss it, they can banish the witch to one kind of punishment. Then Christians who have liberty, we have taken the liberty as a license to just act anyhow. Then people come to church and they believe that coming to church is just to show up in church, you know. So when service is going on, make we know so I go to church, we'll do selfie. Eh? Self-feel. When you have not filled yourself with the word. Fill yourself with the word of God. Let me share this and we're going to pray today. This is what God showed me at night. I always thought in my head that the devil is the prince of hell. That's been my mindset, that the devil is the prince in hell. But I had a different revelation. That Satan is not a prince in hell. He's just the first prisoner in hell. I said, what? Satan is not a prince in hell. He's just the first prisoner in hell. When God made hellfire, the plan was not to make hellfire. Hellfire was designed for Satan and his demons when they made mistake, when they fell, when they sinned. So every time we see the picture of hell in our mind, we see Satan. Give the other picture. Let me show you the other picture. Put the other one. This is what we usually see. As if he's Oga. Is that not? This Oga that he is doing, the real thing is not Oga. He's also a prisoner. If you have been to the prison before, eh? If you enter the prison, there's a guy who is a prisoner, but now he be boss. Are you getting my gist here? So when you just enter, they'll say, oh, go meet the boss. Dobale for the boss. So everybody will go and dobale for the boss. Oga, he's a prisoner. His own sentence too has been written. He's not coming out of that place a free man. Do you know that that guy can be promising people in that place that if you do well here, I go help you. Help yourself, Oga. He has not helped himself. He will now do some satanic, some terrible connections from the prison. They can be controlling things and building houses and doing things outside, though. But Oga, at best, he's what? A prisoner. When that light came, it came in a very clear way. Satan is not hell's ruler. He's just the first prisoner in hell. Satan is not the prince of hell. He is hell's first prisoner. Now, why am I saying this? Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 14. Let me show you this. Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 14. Please help me put it on the screen. This is how he's oppressing people as if he's the landlord. They know that he too is a prisoner. But he's sitting there because whoever comes first, he has taken his place. And that's how he's oppressing many people, including believers that allow him. Look at the devil now. This is what happened. If you know Isaiah chapter 14, before the fall of Lucifer, Lucifer started making noise. Why God decided to kick him out was because of his pride. Pride came to him because he was a covering cherub, an anointed cherub by that. Anointed means that there is grace released upon him to function in the capacity. He had a special pipe organ. He was a very powerful musician, you know, and all that. He's still into his music art, still doing it. So he started speaking. This is Satan speaking now. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. Now go back to verse 13. Look at this now. Everybody, let's read it together. I want to go now. Go back to verse 12. Sorry. I think it will be clearer there. Everybody want to go now. How you are cut down to the ground, weaken the nations. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. What next? I will be like the Most High. Kai, go ahead now. Go ahead. We're going. Yet you shall be brought down to where? To the lowest depth of where? That's where he is controlling things. He has set up his headquarters. They brought him there. They had somebody that he carried as a slave, and they threw him in that place. Mr. Joe, you saw the new picture I sent to you. Do you have that one? Where the angel bound. I like to be using pictures sometimes to show people things. Where the Lucifer is bound. If you have that one. He now said, you shall be brought down to the shore, the lowest depth of what? The pit. Go ahead now. So that certifies that he is also a prisoner, is that not? He said, those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth to tremble? And truly, look at the best customer of the church is Satan. It is the church that has kept some church. It's the Satan that has kept some churches in business. If there's no Satan, there'll be no church. Like this, now there's nothing. But most churches, the only thing they do is Satan. You know, many churches cannot exist. They cannot exist if Satan is taken out of the equation. Because everything they do, Sunday, Monday, afternoon, is Satan, that every devil, every witch, every devil, that's all they do. They don't teach messages that edify people and build them up. They don't teach messages that have the direction of people's life. Most of the messages will always be Satan. So Satan is the best customer of many churches. That's the reason they are in business. But the guy you are talking about is just a prince of darkness. He was once a prince, the covering cherub. But when he made that noise, it was not God that put him. It was an angel. God is too big to touch Satan. How can God touch? Satan is too small. So he sent angel Michael, Revelation chapter 12, when you read, angel Michael bound Satan and put him in that place. It is this Satan that the Bible says in the book of Peter that himself is deceiving people. Going about deceiving people. That means everything he's telling them is what? A lie. No truth. He has never. Jesus called to him. He told them, he said, you are of your father the devil. He said, from the beginning, truth was not in him. And he's the one people are following passionately. When he says something, they will follow. When he does something, they will follow. Somebody must make up your mind and say, I get out of the grip of Satan. Come out of that chains. Can't hold me. I cannot be crying. You can't allow your tears to just flow every time. Hey, I cannot help myself. I'm tired. I told them on Friday, I said, there are some tears that Satan should not see. Tear of crying like a timid coward. Never. Righteous is as bold as a lion. You devil, leave my space. When the devil sees your boldness, fear will grip me. He will look back and say, ah, why? Because you know the word of God. That the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of boldness, love, and sound mind. I'm not afraid of the devil. Say, I'm not afraid of the devil. The new creation is Satan's commander. The new creation is Satan's commander. You order Satan, he doesn't order you. Sin is a dethroned monarch. Say that, the dethroned monarch. He sat once as a cherub anointed, but now he has been put out of his place. And he has no right over the believer. He only has rights to the extent that people give him. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Move on to that scripture. Let me show us. I want to show us something in that scripture. Go back to the scripture, the verse where we're. Go back to that verse where we're. He said, those who see you will gaze at you, consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to do what? Tremble. He shook kingdoms. And that's the truth. He's doing a lot of, he knows his work. He's doing his work well. The Bible says in Revelation that he's going about angry, bitter, because he knows he has but a little time. Just little. In that little time, he's doing so much. In 3 years and a half, Jesus hit the world in such a way that 2,000 years plus after, we are still feeling the impact of Jesus. That's what Satan is trying to do very fast. Those who see you will gaze at you. Go ahead, verse 17. He said, who made the world as a what? Wilderness. Can you see? Desolate place. Made the world as a wilderness and destroyed his what? Cities. Who did not open the house of his prisoners. That's where he got me in a different manner. Please, I want us to come here. Maybe leave Pastor Fusayo, but the rest of us come. Men, come. I need like 2 men here. Please come. Let me show you. I need like 3 men. Yes, you can come. Yes, you can also come. Complete like that. I'm going to show you something today that we're going to pray. You will get angry and say, devil, enough is enough. In my family, pack your load and get out. Sometimes he can put bitterness as a seed in a family. There'll be no peace. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they're still quarreling. Brothers and sisters are rival, they're quarreling. Tweets, identical, they can become enemies of themselves. Satan, the enemy, puts himself there. Please, let's come to this side. Let me show you this. So, just imagine now, yes, thank you very much. Let's be on this side. Just imagine now that, Folu, come here. Thank you very much. Just imagine now, you are not Lucifer. You cannot be Lucifer. You are the son of the warrior. Yes. So, just in a dramatic form now, the Bible says that he does not let his prisoners go free. In other words, he's in prison, oh, he's in prison, but he has prisoners. In other words, the prisoners of Satan are prisoners, not because they are supposed to be prisoners, because they yielded to a prisoner. He submitted to a prisoner, then the prisoner enslaved them. So this time happens. Imagine that this is Satan going around the face of the world. He's not Satan, and he's going about deceiving people. And he gets this one hooked on. And let me do my illustration well. Then he gets this one hooked on. It's not all of them, it's not any of us. Then he gets this person engaged, and he said, "You, your business, just continue with the spirit of lust. Anyone where you see, the shaprapra for them." So he will pass that deception, and he'll tell you, "You'll be enjoying, you see this pleasure in it." And you know, when people are doing all those things, they derive the pleasure, is that not? So there is a pleasure, but the end is what? Destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is what? Destruction. So it will look like it is pleasurable, but he knows that they have short time to spend on earth. So if he can catch the person at 9, he can use the life from 9 to 65, then it will be called partially expired life, or 70 or 80, partially expired life. He will take the productive years of people's life, and after he has drained all their productive years, when they cannot do anything much again, he will now leave them. And he can now make some of them the captains to help him recruit many others. Some people will now become captains. Some people at the age of 40, at the age of 30, they are already satanic captains, influencers in the world. When they talk, a whole city can shut down. When they show up in a stadium doing mad, terrible things, a whole city can shut down. And that's how some of us too are influencers in this agenda. Because we will talk and cities will shut down. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Everything is an agenda. You must know it. But we must expose the satanic agenda. Then you see the person will be busy every time. Two out, he will just be busy, lusting. From today, oh, I do that one. Hey, that babe. That's assignment. Do you know this? That person can be doing that thing for another 20, 30 years. He can die of a disease doing that thing. He can die of anything doing that thing. And when the person goes, Satan will say, "Ah, guess what? The judgment of Satan." Listen, the real place Satan will go to is bottomless pit. The judgment of Satan has been decided. He will end up in the bottomless pit. But all these people, their judgment has not been decided. There is hope for them. But if he can get them distracted well enough and they die in sin, their judgment will join him. He needs enough people to join him. He cannot be in hell alone. How can Satan be? Hell will not be sweet if he's there alone now. You need to, you told you that you have been oppressed, or you need more. Because when the trumpet of God sounds and everything ends, all those who refuse to believe Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and all those who continue to live willfully and yielded themselves completely to Satan and sin, they will end up in hell. So Satan's assignment while they are alive is to engage. Somebody say engage. Online, you say make sure there is engagement so that it will gain traction. The more engagement this person has, the more attention he can draw. He can start mentoring some boys in the place where he works, and they'll be following through. They say, "Boss," you say, "Yes." He go, "They smart. If you won't get woman like this, you know some of those guys. You know guys are like this. You go do, just tell her like this. You know, he doesn't know that he has been recruited as an agent of darkness. He's enjoying pleasure, but agent of darkness. Then this person maybe is hooked on, and this one will not be maybe homosexual or gay. He will now be promoting the movement. I say, there's a movement. Ah, my people, my community. Eh? You know, we do our own things in a special way. And the guys will be there. They will think they're enjoying pleasure. Eh? Until they start doing all manner of things, having anal sex. Then at the age of 35, they're using adult pampers. It will look like pleasure until he has finished their lives. He will tie their souls to themselves. That person can be pursuing that agenda for the next 40 years of his life and has forgotten. Then David said, "Teach me to number my days so that I will apply my heart unto what? Wisdom." He's there. Yeah. Don't know that the devil is working hard. Then maybe that one is there. Then another person, maybe drunkenness or something, you know, and that one will be there every day. He'll just be there talking rubbish, enjoying his money tonight. He'll be looking at other people and saying, "I know, get sense." He's the one that has sense. That's where he stays. He will fall in the gutter. His head will have tear. The next evening, he will go back. Do you know that every addict, one of the bad things about the spirit of addiction is that the spirit of addiction, no matter how scarce resources are, the spirit of addiction will look for the resources to feed the addiction. No matter how scarce. That's one of the things about spirit of addiction. No matter how scarce, the spirit of addiction, he It's a spirit. It will see if an addict enters a room where you don't expect it will see money, it will see your money. It's not the one. There's a spirit of addiction that will source for the fund to satisfy the addiction. Why? To keep the man in slavery and in bondage. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. We must take time to study the tactics of the enemy so that we can put him where he belongs. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So when he succeeds to enslave all the people with different things, I can't all of them, I can't get out for time of service. When he has succeeded to enslave them with different things, he himself, his problem was what? Pride. And he has been cast down. Judgment has been decided. He does not have hope of repentance. Some of the prisoners, they still have hope of repentance. So the Bible says, go to that, my Isaiah, that scripture in Isaiah, the last one, the one you should, verse 14, 17. Who made the whole world as a wilderness and destroyed his cities? Who did not open the house of his prisoners? And that is the reason why when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says he went to hell. I said, okay, okay, okay. He moved him out of that place. And he began to preach the gospel to all those ones. And the Bible says he brought them out. He led captivity captive. And he dragged all of them into light. And he made an open show of Satan, embarrassing him and disgracing him. And he said, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. Then when he went, Satan was still crying there. He now came to these ones and he said, behold, I give unto you what? Power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon all the works of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Rise up. You say to yourself, nothing can hurt me. I'm a child of God. I am delivered from the bondage of darkness. I am delivered from the chains of darkness. In the name of Jesus, no spirit of the devil, lesbianism cannot hold me. Bestiality cannot hold me. Lust cannot hold me. Drunkenness cannot hold me. All manner of jealousy, anger, rage, wild pattern, drugs, I cannot be held. I am a child of God. The devil will not use me to scatter my marriage by myself. This anger, never. You can't scatter my home. Begin to pray right now. Declare in the name of Jesus. I am a free man. I am a free man. I am a free man. I want you to hear it very well. Say it in the name of Jesus. I am free. I am free. I am free. Whosoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. I cannot be held by any addiction. I cannot be held by any sin. I cannot be held by any power. In the name of Jesus. Pray, child of God, pray. Jesus, shake, shake me. Oh, Lord, Sami Dala, Echara, Yabu, To, Yami. Pray and declare, I am free. Shout it loud, I am free. Whoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. I'm free from anger. I'm free from bitterness. I'm free from malice. I'm free from unforgiveness. Anything, you know it, mention it. I'm not a lesbian. I'm not a gay. I'm not a sex addict. It's a lie. That's a deception. Satan, you cannot deceive me. I'm a child of God. Who is angry to get the devil out? You now allow the devil years accounting, and they say, I mean, I've been in the addiction for 7 years. What kind of thing is that? 7 years of the person's life wasted in an addiction. How long have you been there? And the person will say, why? He does not allow his prisoners to go. He does not allow them. So any prisoner that must go, they will go by force. The kingdom of God suffered violence. The violence take it by force. Don't stay there. It's not easy. My mother passed it to me. You are the background now. Forget your mother. Forget your father. Fight for your life.
That's when your life says, my background. What is background? I told you, everybody, as soon as you come to the age of consciousness and you know things, you are now the background. And another generation is counting on you. Don't take any devil any background and give the devil a right. And the devil is happy. Somebody is hooked. Yeah? And the person is struggling. And he knows that this person will cough till they die. So he gives them. And the person will say, he's seeing the cloud. What cloud are you seeing? Deception. Delusion. Wicked devil. Good people. And the devil has blinded their eyes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'll give you 2 minutes and you will pray. You will shout in the name of Jesus. Satan, hear the word of the Lord. I am the light that shines in darkness. Satan, hear the word of the Lord. I am the light that shines in darkness. You are darkness. I am light. The light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Satan, you don't understand me anymore. You don't know my ways anymore. I am the son of light. I am the spirit that moves, and my direction cannot be predicted. Listen, you know Satan can predict an addict. He knows that this one, yeah, he knows that this one. So now you will make him know that it's a lie. What he thought he could predict. Today you are going home a free man. And when he thinks you are going to go there, you say, I'm not going there anymore. When they came to look for Jesus in the grave, he said, why do you seek for the living amongst the dead? He is alive. He is risen. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you are coming alive in the name of Jesus. You are coming alive in the name of Jesus. Alive from sin in the name of Jesus. Alive from fear in the name of Jesus. Alive from bondage in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, I am alive. You as he quickened together with him, and he raised us up from the dead, and we are seated together. Know where you belong. Every woman in the family, this is what will happen to them. You say, me, I am not just a woman. A dirty moche, you can't understand me. The wind blows where it listens, and no man knows the direction of the wind. So he's a man of the spirit. Tell the devil, this is the year of the spirit. We are not going the normal way. We are not going the normal way. Light that shines. It takes boldness and courage to shut the devil out of your space. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I give you 1 minute. Shout it, I am light. Shout it, I am light. Shout it, I am light. No darkness. No darkness can understand me. Nothing of darkness can predict me. I start a new order. A glorious life in Christ. A beautiful life in Christ. A destiny that is holy. A destiny that is righteous. From today, I declare, I am free for life. I am free for life. I am free for life. No grip of hell, no grip of Satan can hold me bound anymore. Shout it louder, amen. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought. What height of love? Why we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If he died for me then, will he reject me now? No!
Just
as the grass, as she. stand in the love of Jesus. I stand in the love of Jesus. When I was a sinner, he came for me and died for me. Now I stand in righteousness. I stand with no condemnation. I stand without guilt. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Satan, you have failed for life. Satan, I will raise a generation that will serve God, a generation of righteousness, a generation of holiness. The seeds that I carry, every man put your hand here on your loins, women put your hand on your womb. The seed in my loins, all the men say the seed in my loins, they are blessed. No vagabond in my loins, no drunkard in my loins, no fearful person in my loins. Every seed that comes out of my loins, they are the seed of the righteous. I declare my seed will be mighty upon the earth. My seed will terrorize hell. My seed will oppress devil. Satan, for the things you have done in my family long ago, I am the one that will pay you back. The vengeance of God through me will fall upon you. No more, in the name of Jesus. Every woman, put your hand in your womb and say, this womb is the womb of greatness. Every child that proceeds from here is blessed. This womb carried champions, victors, winners, more than conquerors. Satan, you have failed. The seed I carry is incorruptible. You cannot corrupt my seed. This one is the seed of the righteous. And I declare, as they go forth, they take over territories, they subdue kingdoms, they conquer the mouth of lions. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against my seed will prosper. My seed is preserved. They are kept. They are shielded. In the name of Jesus, I am the bearer of a glorious seed. Lift up your voice and begin to give God thanks in this service. Give God thanks in this service. Go ahead and give it. Say, thank you, Jesus. This is how deliverance takes place. So when you go back, you stay on the word. That's happened. That's how it happens. It doesn't take 20 years for God to deliver people. It doesn't take a billion years. No. When you go back, go and get all the scriptures required and start dwelling on them. Begin to lift up your voice and thank him this morning. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. I'm a free man. We'll get you before they can't get you there. Why do you seek the living among the dead? They say she's no longer here. She's no longer in lesbianism. She's no longer in that addiction. She no longer comes here again. She has relocated. Where is she? She's seated together with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. You need to know it. If you don't know it, the devil will do everything. 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, life has expired. How will you tell the story of your life? If they give you opportunity in the next world to read the story of your life, will you be proud of what you are doing now, reading it? Anything you are not proud of, you better cancel it now. You are given a second chance to rewrite the story of your life. That's what Jesus is giving you. Second chance, rewrite it. Anything you want to be said concerning you, start writing it now. If you are not going to be proud of anything, don't ever let it happen in your life. You are rewriting the story of your life. Somebody get what I'm saying here today? Satan is not a prince in hell. He's a prisoner. And I will not allow a prisoner hold me captive, because I am a free man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Listen, while you're giving thanks in this service, I want you to give thanks sincerely from your heart. If there is anything you know that you are mentioning, say, God, thank you for delivering me from this completely. Some of us, it is trauma. Trauma. Every time you say, anytime I remember it, I am down. Stop these things. Wake up and say, the whole of my heart is cleansed from that filthiness. The experience of my past does not determine my life again. No more. Wake up. I was molested when I was two. That's how it started. Everything that has a beginning has an end. End it now. Surely there is an end. How would you allow something that started end your life? No. I will end it and start a new life. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here, church? Go ahead and give God thanks in this service. Give him thanks. While that thanksgiving is going on, please keep standing, don't sit. If you are in church and you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord, see, all this confession you made, in less than 1 minute, it will all be activated to your account. just by making the confession of Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. If you don't have an encounter with Him as your Lord and Savior, you have not received Him, all these confessions will not be activated. Life is activated when you accept Christ, because in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Leave the old ways and embrace Jesus. You want to do that this morning? Can you raise your hand quietly where you are? I'm going to pray for you from where you are. Just raise your hand where you are. I'll pray with you. If you are online, please indicate. Be bold about it. That is the first step into righteousness, boldness. That's the first step to know that I have conquered Satan, boldness. When you are not looking at anybody, but you are bold, that is the first step to conquer Satan, boldness. Raise that hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood. I am cleansed. I am purified and sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus, everybody. Celebrate Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.